This is first half playoff baseball. The top two teams in the West Division go head-to-head tonight as the West and Florida State League leading Clearwater Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Hammond Stadium for the first time in 2023. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and the Threshers and Fort Myers are in a series that virtually decides the fate of the first half for the West Division here in the 2023 season. The Threshers lead the way in the West, 8.5 games ahead of Fort Myers with a record of 36-14. Fort Myers in second place in the West Division at 28-23. The Threshers' magic number is 7, which means if they win 4 games against Fort Myers this series, they will not only take the series, but they will clinch a first-half series berth. If not, then they'll have to do it at home against Tampa in front of the best fans in baseball. Neither are bad options, but one thing is clear. The Clearwater Threshers are on the verge of postseason baseball. They were on the verge of a sweep last week against Dunedin, but didn't get it done on Sunday. 5-1 win for the Blue Jays over the Threshers, despite some pretty solid pitching. 1 run allowed in 4 innings of work for Estevez and Jimenez. He struck out 4. 2 runs allowed by Jaden Estadista in an inning and 2/3. Seth Nightingale, in his second stint off the injured list, posted another inning and 1/3 of scoreless baseball. He has thrown twice, 2 1/3 innings, no runs allowed in his 2 games last week since coming off the injured list. Nightingale also had 2 strikeouts and lowered his season ERA to 2.70. Edmar Segovia finished the game for the Threshers pitchers. Clearwater had just 1 extra base hit and out-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays, 6-5 in the Sunday loss, which came out to 5-1. The Threshers, however, though, took the season series, the home series, 5-1 overall, winning the first 5 against Dunedin. And the 1 extra base hit came at a big time for the Threshers, a 1-out home run by Cade Fergus in the bottom of the 9th inning, his 6th of the year. That leads the team, and it gave the Threshers their only run of the game against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Roque Salinas, an RBI single and an RBI triple to put in 2 runs. He also scored on a balk in the top of the 6th inning, and then another RBI from Salinas on a ground out, as well as Glenn Santiago's single in the top of the 9th gave Dunedin their runs. We've been delayed for about 1 hour and 20 minutes. First pitch will be at 8:30. And before we give you the starting lineups, I had a chance to talk to Justin Crawford before the game today. Crawford was the 4th Thresher this season to earn Player of the Week honors in the Florida State League. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's time for the starting lineups for this evening's game, brought to you by Achieva Credit Union, proud to serve Southwest Florida and support your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle. First, the starting lineup for the visiting Clearwater Crushers. Leading off, playing center field, number 13, Justin Crawford. Batting second, playing left field, number 23, Emarion Boyd. Batting third, the shortstop, number 5, Brian Rincon. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 45, Gabriel Reconas Jr. Batting fifth, playing third base, tonight's beer batter, number 9, Otto Kemp. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Jordan Nissen. Batting seventh,
it's more the same for the Threshers. The focus is on winning the playoffs on secondary, but it's certainly something looming in my mind and the minds of some of the fans in Clearwater, because you guys will be able to see some extra baseball at Baycare Ballpark within a magic number of 7 for the Clearwater Threshers. You can purchase your tickets for games that start again next week, June 13th until the 18th. The Threshers will be hosting the Tampa Tarpons. You can go to threshersbaseball.com/tickets to purchase tickets once we return to Baycare Ballpark. But before then, it's a 6-game set with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, top 2 teams in the West Division of the Florida State League. The manager is Brian Meyer for Fort Myers. Marty Malloy, the skipper for the Clearwater Threshers, coming in with a record of 36-14, best in minor league baseball. For the Threshers, they bring their lineup to the table with Justin Crawford, the leadoff man, playing in center field. They have fifth player of the week, playing 4 of 6 games with hits in all of them and 2 multi-hit games, including a 4-for-4 day with a triple and a double. One homer shot of the cycle on Wednesday of the Dunedin series last week. He's leading off playing in center. Marion Boyd is in left field. He will bat second. Brian Rincon, another former player of the week for the Clearwater Threshers.
Playing left field, number 22,
Gabriel
Perkins Jr., Gilberto Celestino.
Against the St. Lucie Mets.
Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 15,
Kemp, the number 5,
Ortega.
Jordan Dishon getting back into the order as the catcher, batting 6th.
Playing shortstop,
Felix Reyes, number 7th, running a 12-game on base streak. Longest active on base streak for the Threshers right now. He's batting 7th, playing first base.
Number 19,
the solo home run in the 9th inning to give the Threshers their only run out of the ballgame.
Batting 7, playing third base,
the
number 4, Mike
V. Hooray! And he'll play at second base.
Batting 8, number 20, Alex Sanders.
On the mound, the mighty muscle, the second best record in the West Division, the state league overall. They are the third best team, record team, Rex Bellerop, with Palm Beach getting to their 30th win on Sunday afternoon. In Fort Myers, Dylan Noisy leads things off for the Mighty Muscle. Austin Martin, the minor league
captain,
of the season at second base and batting second.
Always remember, our Twins are from the family of Jackson.
After being drafted 5th overall by the Blue Jays in 2021, Gilberto Celestino, the third hitter out in right field. Darrell Ortega is the cleanup man and will be the designated hitter. Danny DeAndrade Italian. I don't remember the opening day roster for Fort Myers. He is going to be playing short and batting fifth. Dylan Tatum doing the catching for the Mighty Muscles, batting sixth. Mikey Perez, the seven hitter over at third base. Rubel Cespedes will play first and bat eighth. Alex Sayer is in left field, batting ninth. On the mound for the Mighty Muscles, one of the pressures I've seen already this season. Develson Aria, three innings, two runs allowed against Clearwater back on the 14th. First game in that series, that the Mighty Muscles won in Clearwater that week. Seven strikeouts, four walks for Aria. He has currently an ERA of 5.52, a 1-1 record on the season. Pressures and Mighty Muscles set to go in about 5 minutes. The umpire is waiting on home plate. And now the Mighty Muscles get out of the dugout and onto the field. We are getting ready for baseball finally here at Hammond Stadium. Delay of an hour and a half once we get to first pitch. But before we get there, we're going to step aside to honor our country with the playing of the national anthem. We'll take a quick pause for the Star Spangled Banner. When we come back, we'll play ball here on the Pressures Broadcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem. Mighty Muscles are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable game day experience. Smoking is not allowed in any area.
This is virtually a playoff series for the Thrashers and Mighty Muscles. They got the top two teams in the West Division of the Florida State League. Mighty Muscles essentially need a sweep to really stay in this. 8.5 games ahead of the Mighty Muscles on the Thrashers, as we are 15 games shy of the end of the first half. The winner of each division in the first half will be guaranteed a playoff spot. Right now, the Thrashers are in pole position for that. Magic number of 7 for Clearwater, which means a combination of 7 Thrashers victories and Mighty Muscles losses, which here come in tandem as the Thrashers and Mighty Muscles are going head-to-head. That will bring the Thrashers to the playoffs. What does that mean in this series? The Thrashers need to win 4 games to clinch here in Fort Myers. If it is a split, or if the Mighty Muscles take the series, the Thrashers will be able to clinch in Clearwater. Now, if the Thrashers just win 1 game, they have the chance to clinch next week in Clearwater no matter what. They control their own destiny with their wins being part of the driving force behind their playoff success. Fort Myers needs some victories and some help from Clearwater, and 6 games at home for the Thrashers have proven to be able to put them ahead of just about everybody. 13, Clearwater has lost just 5 games at home all season. 3 of them have come to Fort Myers when these two teams played for the opening home series of the season. And now it's Thrashers, Fort Myers in Fort Myers. Justin Crawford flares one out into left field. Making the play is Sayer on the run. 1 pitch, 1 out. And last week's player of the week is retired on the first pitch of the ball game from Develson Arroyo. Fly out to left field for Crawford, the leadoff man, to bring up Amarion Boyd, who hit second. And now it's right on left against Develson Arroyo. Brian Rincon on deck, and Arroyo sends a fastball on the outside part of the plate, but it misses to make it 1-0. Gabe Rincones Jr. is batting fourth, Otto Kemp batting fifth. Arroyo, the 1-0 pitch, a fastball right down the pipe, and it's a 1-1 count to Amarion Boyd. Jordan Disson batting seventh. Felix Reyes is the eighth hitter. Cade Fergus, or Disson sixth, Reyes seventh. Cade Fergus batting eighth. Eric Brito, the nine hitter, as it's now a 2-1 count to Amarion Boyd. Boyd tied for the league lead with 24 stolen bases now, as the fastball misses upstairs and makes it 3-1 to the Threshers left fielder. Arroyo, 6 foot, 155 pounds, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, sends a 3-1 home, and it skips past the glove of the catcher, Tatum, for ball number four. So a five-pitch walk to Boyd gives Clearwater the first base runner, so we'll set the defense for the Twins-affiliated Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. In the infield for Fort Myers, as Brian Rincon comes up to the plate, at first base, Rubel Cespedes, second base, Austin Martin, the minor league rehabber. At short, Danny DeAndrade. The third baseman is Mikey Perez, with Dylan Tatum, the battery mate of Develson Arroyo. Arroyo from the stretch, he deals. Boyd it all for second, and the throw's bobbled by Dylan Tatum, so stolen base number 25 is Amarion Boyd. Retakes the stolen base lead in the league. It's a 1-0 count to Rincon, and he's got a man in scoring position. In the outfield for Fort Myers, Dylan Noisy in center, flanked by Alex Sayer in left, and Gilberto Celestino in right. Still scoreless in the top of the first inning, one on and one out, and a 1-0 count to the switch hitting Brian Rincon. Boyd dancing around at second, Arroyo deals, fastball in there for a called strike. Arroyo looks over at Boyd at second. The 1-1 fouled back, and Rincon touches the netting with the baseball, and that makes the count 1-2. A solid crowd has stayed here for Fort Myers after the hour and a half rain delay. Still plenty of Threshers fans, and I see some Threshers hats, Phillies gear in the crowd here at Hammond Stadium as well. The 1-2 to Rincon, fastball inside, and that'll leave the count at 2-2. Rincon on the season has been moved around in the batting order quite a bit, but is starting to settle in the three spot for the Clearwater Threshers, and now is up with a 2-2 count. Boyd still dancing around second base. He thinks about third. It's a fastball that misses outside and fills up the count to Rincon as Boyd stays on second. Rincon, 4 for 13 in 5 of the 6 games against Dunedin, with 3 extra base hits of his 4 total, 2 doubles and homer number 5, which was an inside-the-park home run. Now here's the payoff. Boyd stays put, a hard ground ball foul that bounces off the railing of the Mighty Muscles dugout as we stay 3-2. Rincon on the season, 226 hitter, 5 homers, and a team-leading 24 RBI, tied with Justin Crawford for the top spot on the Threshers. 406 slugging, 346 on base for Rincon. Payoff once again, one on, one out. Arroyo deals, fastball outside, and that's 2 straight walks after Crawford flied out to start the first inning. So Boyd stays on second, Brian Rincon is on first, and there's 2 on and 1 out for the big bopper in Gabe Rincones Jr. Rincones, a player of the month for the Philadelphia Phillies back in the month of May, and also the player of the week in the last week of April. First pitch to Rincones is hit on the ground out to right field. Each runner's advance a base, and Boyd's held up at third by Marty Malloy. Rincones goes to right field with a base hit, and now the bases are loaded with fantastic speed on the base pass. And that speed has been the Threshers' calling card this year.
For the Threshers,
three players
the
have hit
number nine,
20
Otto
or more. RBI, 20 or more stolen bases on the season. It's Boyd with 25 now, Crawford with 23, Rincones Jr. with 20. the Threshers 40 more steals than the rest of the league. And now a loaded set of bags for Otto Kemp, who will take a quick timeout before the first pitch is thrown. Amarion Boyd on third, Brian Rincon on second, and Gabe Rincones Jr. on first with one out here in the top of the first inning. Arias struggling so far, set at the belt. He deals. Fastball missing outside. Count is 1-0. Kemp had a difficult series against the Dunedin Blue Jays, though. Did not record a hit, but did get an RBI on a sacrifice fly with a stolen base, playing in all six games. 1-0, fastball missing upstairs, and now the count is 2-0. Some fun chants out in the stands here at Hammond Stadium. The sky has certainly cleared up. It was raining even through the sunshine earlier on today. 2-0, cut on and missed, and now it's 2-1 to Otto Kemp, much to the right of the Fort Myers faithful. Two balls and one strike, one out, still scoreless. The Threshers with a hit already this inning, and two walks have the bases loaded. Rincones Jr. on first, Rincon on second, Boyd on third. 2-1 to Kemp, swing and a miss, and the breaking ball gets by Otto to even the count at 2-2. 2-12 his average on the year, four homers and 19 RBIs, 25 walks on the year, though, for Otto Kemp. Two balls and two strikes. Kemp awaits the pitch from the lefty, Arias. Arias set at his chest, and he deals. 2-2, breaking ball, missing up and outside, and now the count is full. Nowhere to put Kemp. With a full count now. Bases loaded, one out, another ball will bring the Threshers their first run of the game. Aria sets on the third base side of the rubber. The payoff pitch popped up, tailing foul. On the run is Cespedes, but he lets it go into the stands as the count now full. So we're still at a full count. Six pitches already thrown in the at-bat to Otto Kemp with a couple of pitchers starting to get loose for Fort Myers. Here's the payoff again. Fastball upstairs, and it's an RBI ball number four. Three walks in the inning for Develson Aria, and that brings Amarion Boyd home for the first run of the ball game. RBI number 20 on the season for Otto Kemp, and the Threshers lead it 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who has just been a consistent producer for Clearwater all season long and continues to get more chances now that Caleb Ricketts is up with Jersey Shore, though unfortunately Ricketts was added to the injured list after Sunday's game. For right now, though, the Fort Myers pitching coach is out to have a chat with Develson Aria after three walks, including one that loaded up the bases. That's Jordan Gaiman, who's out talking to Aria, who might be Richard Salazar. And now the home plate umpire, Tyler Green, is out to have a chat and end the chat. Tyler Green behind home plate. Isabella Robb is on the bases as Green trying to break up the mound meeting between Aria, Gaiman, and a couple of members of the Fort Myers infield. Bases are still loaded, one out in the top of the first inning, and a run already home for the Clearwater Threshers. Jordan Disson at the plate. On third base is Brian Rincon. Gabe Rincones Jr., the only hit of the day, is on second. And Otto Kemp is on first with an RBI walk. That brings up Jordan Disson with a full set of bags and one out. Aria deals, fastball outside, and now it's 1-0. Disson on the season, batting average just under 300, 422 on base, and a 429 slugging percentage, a homer and six RBIs. Now the 1-0 pitch. Popped up, foul down the first baseline, and out of play. Kemp will even itself at 1-1. Baseball reaches the seats, and a couple fans will try and find that souvenir. One ball, one strike, one out in the first inning. As Aria is set, five on the pitch clock, he deals outside again on the heater, and now the count's 2-1. Yeah. Fastball inside, a bit too far, and it's 3-1. Again, Urrea is in danger of walking in a run. Disson played two games against the Mighty Muscles with a hit in each of them, going 2 for 6 with 2 runs scored in the opening home series. That's ball 4, and he'll have RBI number 17 as the fastball misses on the outside part of the plate to score Brian Rincon. Fourth walk of the inning for Urrea, and it's 2-0 Threshers. Base is still loaded, and one out in the first inning. RBI number 17 for Disson, and that'll bring up Felix Reyes, who has quietly had a really solid start to the season despite being with Clearwater for just about a month. Reyes taps the ball foul into the netting. Count is 0-1. Running a 12-game on-base streak is Felix Reyes, the longest active streak on the Threshers currently, 13 for 42 since May the 7th. 0-1, fastball outside, and now the count's even at 1-1. 7 RBIs on the season for Felix Reyes, .289 average, .327 on base with a slugging percentage of .333. A couple of doubles, no home runs just yet for the tall right-hander. Way upstairs is the fastball, and doing well just to hold on to it is Dylan Tatum. Now the count is 2-1. This is Reyes' first series with the Mighty Muscles, as he did not join the Threshers roster until they were in Dunedin. 3-1, high in the air and foul down the right field line. That's going to get to the seats, and now the count is 4.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber, Collision, and Glass.
The count is 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, and the base is loaded for Reyes. RBIs to Disson on first and Kemp on second, and a hit to Rincones Jr., who is on third. 2-2. Reyes holds up the swing inside here, and now the count's full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Third full count this inning. All previous two have resulted in a walk. Still the bases loaded with 1 out. Payoff coming from Urrea, and there it is. Ball 4 on an outside fastball. 3 straight walks, 3 straight RBIs, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. is going to come on home. The on-base streak for Reyes goes up to 13 games, and Reyes has his 8th RBI of the season. Still bases loaded, still 1 out, and that is going to be it for Javelson Urrea. A difficult start for the left-hander, who allowed 3 runs and is responsible for 3 more, and also allowed 1 hit with 6 walks in the first inning. Threshers have not walked more than 10 times in a game. That might change today. We're going to take a quick break as a new pitcher gets loose for the Mighty Muscles. Threshers lead at 3-0 in the top of the first.
This is the Sterile Bay Chevrolet, call to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles, number 40, A.J. Layton. Number 40. Thank you. Now batting for the Threshers, number 17, Kay Burgess. Number 17.
A.J. Labus, the new pitcher for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, coming into one of the most difficult possible situations. Bases loaded and one out. Three runs already home for Clearwater as Labus deals to Fergus. Fastball, missing low for ball one. Last time Fergus came up to the plate, he parked a home run well beyond the seats in left field for the Threshers' only run of Sunday's game. Now he faces a 1-0. This one is hit high in the air into the left center field gap, and it's the center fielder coming on to make the catch in Moisey. The throw comes home wide of the plate, and the runner tags from third to score. So the base is no longer loaded, but Otto Kemp scoring on Cade Fergus's 23rd RBI of the season, a sacrifice fly. And the Threshers lead is now 4-0, but there are two outs in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Eric Brito with two outs, and now runners on second and third. It's Disson on second, Reyes on third, as Kemp came home on the sacrifice fly. 4-0 lead for the Threshers, and Labus is now set. The pitch. Hit on the ground. Charging is the third baseman, Perez. He barehands it, but there's no play at first base. A slow roller down the third base line allows the Threshers to bat around here in the first as Brito beats out an infield hit for Clearwater's second knock of the day. And for the second time this inning, player of the week, Justin Crawford, coming up to the plate. He has the bases loaded now with Brito on first, Reyes on second, and Disson on third. Crawford flat out to left earlier this inning, coming off of one of the best hitting weeks I've seen this season. He swings and misses in an outside breaking ball that makes the count 0-1. Last week, 10 for 17 was Crawford with two doubles, two triples, four RBIs, seven runs scored with four stolen bases in as many attempts. Now the 0-1. High chopper up the middle. That's going to go to the shortstop. Only play is at first, and the throw is made by D'Andrade to Rubel Cespedes. So Crawford is retired for the second time in the second inning, but the Threshers put up some damage. All the runs will be charged to Develson Aria. The Threshers score three runs on two hits with no errors, and they leave them loaded. We head into the bottom of the first inning. Coming to the bat for the first time is the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers lead it 4-0. 1st inning for the Threshers. A little extra rest for Samuel Aldegary, who starts the first inning off with a ball on the outside part of the plate to Dylan Noisy. 4-0 the lead for the Threshers. Two hits, five walks, and no errors on the plays. 2-0 count to Dylan Noisy, the center fielder who leads things off for the Mighty Muscles against Samuel Aldegary, who makes his 25th career minor league appearance today with 15 starts. 2-0, count on and missed. Fastball right down the pipe. Makes it 2-1. A four-seamer, two-seamer, slider, curve, and a change for Aldegary. Those heaters will sit around 92, 93 miles an hour. Now the 2-1. Hit high in the air and foul down the right field side. We've already seen about three or four foul balls land in the stands on the right field side of the play. So a bunch of kids have now gathered around there to try and chase the loose foul balls. Count now 2-2 to Noisy, the leadoff man and center fielder for the Mighty Muscles. And the fastball inside now fills up the count at 3-2. Noisy, 298 hitter on the year with just two home runs and 13 RBIs. Payoff pitch, fastball high and tight, and the leadoff man on for the Mighty Muscles. A leadoff walk to Dylan Noisy. And now we'll give you the Fort Myers lineup as Austin Martin steps up to play the minor league rehab. Dylan Noisy, the center fielder on first with a walk. Austin Martin currently at the plate with Gilberto Celestino on deck. Jarell Ortega, the cleanup man's in the hole. Danny DeAndrade bats fifth. Dylan Tatum, the sixth hitter. Mikey Perez hitting seven. Austin Martin fouls the first pitch into the right field stand. And it's 0-1. Rubel Cespedes, the eighth hitter, and Alex Sayer will hit ninth for the Mighty Muscles, as it's an 0-1 count to the former fifth overall pick, Austin Martin. Fastball inside, and now the count evens at 1-1. The injury lowered Martin a little bit on the prospect list, a guy who can play the middle infield and pretty much any position in the outfield. 2020 fifth overall pick by the Blue Jays. 1-1 inside, now it's 2-1, and a couple inside fastballs give Moss Martin an advantage in the count. He was graded as one of the best college hitters in his class, and then was traded in 2021 to the Blue Jays. He bounces one to Rincon, flips to Brito for second, and that's all he'll get as Noisy, really blocking Brito's way unintentionally. And it just sticks with a fielder's choice. So it is a 6-4 fielder's
now
choice that puts Martin
the
on first
muscles, number 22,
was dealt in the Jose Barrios
Celestino
to the Minnesota Twins. That'll bring up Gilberto Celestino, his second game of the season. Went 2-for-5 last series. First pitch fouled backwards, and it's 0-1 to the Mighty Muscles right fielder. Let's set the defense for the Threshers. Felix Reyes at first, Eric Brito at second, Brian Rincon at short, Ano Kemp at third, with Jordan Disson, the battery mate, for Sam Aldegary. Aldegary now is set at the belt, 8 on the pitch clock, and an 0-1 count to Celestino. A long look over at Martin, and the 0-1 pitch misses inside on the heater, count 1-1. In the outfield for the Threshers, Amarion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford in center, and Cade Fergus is in right field. 1-1 to Celestino, the pitch. Inside fastball again, and now the count's 2-1. Celestino, 2-for-5 in his lone game with the Mighty Muscles, playing his second game of the season here for Fort Myers. 2-1 pitch, fouled back and over the netting and bouncing in the stands behind home plate. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Short lead off first base from Martin. The lefty Aldegary set. He deals. Fastball just missing upstairs, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch, popped up, foul again down the first base side. We'll stay at 3-2 to Celestino. Celestino called up from the Complex League. Or he might be on a rehab assignment as well. Yeah, Celestino's on a rehab assignment as it's a swing and a miss, hits off the catcher, and Jordan Disson will get a new ball. And I guess Celestino got a piece of it. Austin Martin looked like he was comfortable at second base with a stolen base, but it's still a 3-2 count to Celestino, another minor league rehabber. Rehabbing from AAA St. Paul, where he spent two games before he got hurt last season. Now he's 2-for-5 in two games for the Mighty Muscles. Payoff pitch, called strike three, breaker at the knees, fools Celestino, and Sam Aldegheri has his first strikeout
now
of the day.
For the Mighty Muscles, number 15, Jurel
That'll bring up Jurel Ortega, a guy the Threshers are quite familiar with. He played almost every game of that opening home series for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Now up with two outs and a man up. Aldegheri deals, fastball inside, and the count's 1-0. Ortega, 4 home runs, the team lead, after Andrew Cazzetti was called up to High A Cedar Rapids. 6th-round pick out of Tennessee was Ortega back in 2022. Throw over to first base. Back in time is Austin Martin, who has plenty of speed, with that being his highest-graded tool on the 80-grade scale MLB.com uses. Martin, graded with 55 speed. OPS of 854 at the plate for Ortega. 4 homers and 30 ribbies lead the team. Fastball in there for a called strike, and now the count's even at 1-1. 30 RBIs for Ortega, 6th in the league in that category, behind Andrew Cazzetti and Carlos Aguiar. Cazzetti no longer with the team, and Aguiar currently injured. Back pick over to first base after the swinging strike. Unsuccessful. Disson has the arm strength and is not afraid to try and pick the runner over at first after a strike or a ball at the plate. Now it's a 1-2 count to Ortega. As a leadoff first from Martin. Aldegheri's looking right at him. He goes home. Breaking ball. Called strike three over the heart of the plate. Ortega doesn't like it, but Aldegheri has 2 looking strikeouts to end the first inning. 1 base runner on for Fort Myers, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left, and it's 4-0 Threshers after the first here at Hammond Stadium.
I love working at this massage center because they give me everything I need to help people feel better. When clients come back, they make progress. That's what it's all about.
Award-winning Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill would like to invite you to any of their 3 Lee County locations to enjoy happy hour specials from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Rusty's has nightly entertainment and music. Check out their Facebook page to view their upcoming events and shows. Be sure to enter the Gerber Collision Fast and Quick Game promotion at the Fairfield Inn Guest Services booth. Guess the Fast and Quick tonight's game shown by a muscle figure. You can win 4 tickets to a future Muscles game, courtesy of Gerber Collision. The second inning is brought to you by Hoo-Hoo. Leading off for the Threshers, number 23, Emarion Ward. Number 23.
Nothing Threshers, 1-1 count to Marion Boyd as A.J. Labus deals. Breaking ball misses low and outside, and the count 2-1. Boyd, the number 2 hitter, leading off the second inning after walking, stealing a base, and scoring in the first. A 4-0 inning For the Threshers, that's where the score stands. Breaking ball missing outside. Looked like the slider from Labus, and it's a 3-1 count to the league leader in stolen bases. Boyd was briefly tied with Seth Stevenson, but he must have seen that and stole second on the walk. Swing and a miss, and the upstairs fastball gets Boyd to go. And now the count is 3-2. A full count to Boyd, 4-0 lead for the Threshers. Labus deals way outside and bouncing back to the plate as Boyd starts to sprint to first just to fool the catcher and does it successfully. Two walks for DeMarion Boyd. He's already tried to stolen base, and history says he's probably going to try within the first two pitches of the at bat.
Number five.
Brian Rincon also walked and scored back in the first inning as the Threshers sent 10 people up to the plate with Justin Crawford getting retired twice. Pickoff attempted first, unsuccessful, the lead too short to get Amarion Boyd. He's now back on the first base bag, and it's a nothing-nothing count to Brian Rincon. Tied for the team lead with 24 RBIs and one behind Cade Fergus for second and home runs. Pitch misses outside, and again the throw is fumbled by Dylan Tatum. Two stolen bases and two attempts for Boyd. An 0-1 count to Rincon, and make that 27 steals on the season for Amarion. 27 stolen bases in 34 attempts. A truly remarkable season he is having when it comes to stealing bases, Amarion Boyd. And now the 0-1 count is paused as Labus steps off the mound. Switch hitting Rincon, batting in two different sides of the plate in two separate appearances, righty against the lefty Arias, and now lefty against the righty Labus. Boyd taking a lead off of second, held on by DeAndrade, and a breaking ball at the knees gets Rincon on a called strike, count 1-2. Boyd continuing to grow his lead off the second base bag with DeAndrade right behind him. Slowly inching towards third is Boyd. And now the 1-2. Outside, called strike 3 on the breaking ball to Brian Rincon.
That's another
day.
Is the
first strikeout of the
game.
That's
paper.
By AJ Labus. All three strikeouts today have been looking two from Aldegary and now one from Labus. And that brings up Gabriel Rincon S. Jr. One of two hits in the first inning for the Threshers, also scoring a run. And now, I think that's the manager for Fort Myers, Brian Meyer, coming out to have a chat with Tyler Green. Boyd's on second, no countering Conus yet, and there's one out here in the second inning. The Threshers lead it 4-0, while the umpire and the skipper chat. We'll take a look around the Phillies system. The rookie leagues have gotten started. A split squad, or sorry, a doubleheader in the Florida Complex League against the Blue Jays that the Phillies swept, led by a couple of Threshers pitchers. Wins and scoreless outings for Starlin Castillo and Josh Bortka, who helped the FCL Phillies win 3-2 and 6-4 in games in the Dunedin Complex and at the Carpenter Complex next to the BayCare Ballpark. Syracuse and Lehigh Valley have been postponed, likely due to wildfires in Canada, where the smoke has even reached as far downstate as the Bronx in New York City. First pitch to Gabe Rincon Jr., swing and a miss, and the breaking ball makes it 0-1. I saw a picture of the Yankee game. They're playing the Chicago White Sox, and the sky was smoggy, cloudy. I mean, it was just completely full of smoke that you couldn't see anything past the field. 0-1. Breaking ball inside, and now the count 0-2. So we hope that everyone who is a victim of those wildfires in Canada is safe, but it's going to be tough sledding to get the series going in Syracuse for the Iron Pigs this week, who moved up to two games above 500 last week against the Scranton Rail Riders. Fouled away by Rincones Jr. The count will stay 0-2. He's 1-for-1 with a run scored already. In the Dominican Summer League, the Red and White each had each got a victory, with the red taking the DSL Twins for a 4-3 win, and DSL White beating the DSL Angels 6-5 in the Dominican Republic. 0-2, and that hits off Rincones Jr., and he's going to advance on a hit-by-pitch. So Boyd's still on second. Rincones has reached now, twice a single, and he's been caught. Now that'll bring up Adam Kemp, who walked in a run back in the first inning and scored one of his own. Back in full season ball, Hudson Valley leading Jersey Shore in a series similar to this one. 6-1 the score of the Renegades out in front, as the pitch fouled away by Otto Kemp, count 0 and 1. Hudson Valley currently a game and a half ahead of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in the South Atlantic League North Division, and they also play on the first half, second half system. Jersey Shore, though, trailing by 5 in the bottom of the 6th. Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies, leading the Reading Fightin' Phils 7-6 as the fastball misses outside to even the count at 1 to Otto Kemp. The AA affiliates of the Phillies, 20-30 on the year after a win on Sunday, but trailing by 1. Out hitting Binghamton, though, 11-9. So 13 runs and 20 hits combined between the Phillies and Mets affiliates in the bottom 7th. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside makes it 1-2 to Otto Kemp. And that is the Phillies farm system as Kemp takes a pause. So really good-looking day for the Phillies farm. And now Kemp back in the batter's box. 1-2, 2-1 with great speed on each base. 220 stolen base men as they both think about advancing and stay put as the breaking ball misses outside to Kemp to even things up at 2-2. Boyd, the league leader with 2 stolen bases already today to give him 26. And Gabe Rincones Jr. at 4th in the league with 20 exactly. So 2-2, 1 out to Kemp. The pitch, swing and a miss, and there's strike 3. Foul tip into the glove of Dylan Tatum.
The second strikeout of the inning. Coors Lights for $2 for the next 15 minutes.
Will bring up the number 6 hitter in Jordan Disson. So A.J. Labus has 2 K's in his first full inning of work, with the final line finish for Nelson Urrea. In line for the loss, a third inning pitch, a hit, 4 runs, 5 walks, and no strikeouts. Jordan Disson up with 2 on and 2 outs, a 4-0 lead for Clearwater. Both runners are off, the throw to third base, a head first slide, and Boyd is in there safely. They are stolen base number 27 for Amarion. Third of the day, and Gabe Rincones has number 21 standing on second base. So it's an 0-1 count to Disson, and the double steal puts two runners in scoring position. Boyd on third, Rincones Jr. on second, and an 0-1 count to the Threshers catcher in Disson. A single would likely play 2. 0-1, breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count even at 1-1. RBI number 17 came for Disson back in the first, walked on 5 pitches with the bases loaded, and drove in run number 2 for Clearwater. Now the 1-1. Outside on the heater, now it's 2-1. Boyd was the first man to score in the game, scoring on the walk to Otto Kemp back in the first. It was Brian Rincon who scored on Disson's walk. Now it's the 2-1. Inside. And it's a strike, apparently. 2-2. A bit too tight to Disson, but Tyler Green rings him up for strike number 2. So now 2-2, 2-2, a 4-0 lead for the Threshers here in inning number 2. The pitch from Labus, breaking ball, called strike 3, a bit more obvious there.
First
ball
on the inside corner.
That's the second straight strikeout for A.J. Labus. So the Threshers get a walk and a hit by pitch, but leave both runners stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 men left for Clearwater. They still lead it 4-0. We are going to the bottom of the second.
Knowing my legal rights, I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anajar and Levine.
I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation. And take back control of your...
It's time for the Friends I Care Lucky Seat of the Game. If you're sitting in section 211, row 1, seat 5, you've won 4 seats to a future Muscles home game, courtesy of Friends I Care. Congratulations. Thank you to Friends I Care for their support of Mighty Muscles Baseball. Welcome baseball fans to fellow Minnesotans to Twin Territory on the Paradise Coast. Ryan is a member of the Paradise Coast property team and former resident of Minneapolis. He's been helping Twins fans find their piece of paradise in Southwest Florida for almost 15 years. As a concierge agent, Ryan guides his clients every step of the way during the buying or selling process. When looking for a realty agent you trust on the Paradise Coast, contact Ryan Hollingsworth, 239-910-3567. Welcome to paradise. Welcome home. Leading off with the Mighty Muscles, number 8, Danny Deontrade. Number 8.
Danny Deontrade leading off the bottom of the second for Fort Myers. A comfortable four-run lead for the Threshers. And Sam Aldegheri, who is on for the bottom of the second. First pitch of the second is hit in the air, foul down the right field line. And a group of young kids chasing the ball as it bounces in the right field stands. 0-1, Deontrade in his first at-bat of the game. Next pitch, a fastball on the inside part of the plate that makes it 0-2. 4-0 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the second inning. Aldegheri now makes the count 1-2 on a breaking ball. 22 pitches in the first inning with 12 first strikes, and now it's 25 pitches with 14. 1-2, fastball up and away. Now that evens the count at 2-2. Two-two. Aldegheri kicks and deals. Hit in the air out to center field. Short run in for Justin Crawford, who sails under it, camps and catches for the first out of the second inning. That'll bring up Dylan Tatum.
Now batting with a mighty muscle. Number 19, Dylan Tatum.
Two times, number 19. Tried to steal second. Two times, Tatum has had a difficult transfer. It's not something that's uncommon with heavy speed. It just forces you to do things a lot quicker than you've done in the past, and especially at the single-A level, that can be difficult for anyone. Boy, just really difficult speed. It's just hard for people to keep up with in more ways than one. Now it's a 1-0 count to Tatum as the breaking ball misses outside. Aldegheri winds and deals in for pitch number 2, which is popped up into left field. As Boyd calls off Rincon, drifts underneath it, and makes the catch over his head for the second out of the second inning. So plays like that also make it easier for
now Boyd. Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 4, Mikey Perez!
Really, no matter what position he's playing,
number 4.
Play mainly in left. He has the speed and the athleticism to play center, but that is Justin Crawford's position. First pitch hit into right field by Perez. Tailing towards the foul line is Fergus, and he makes the catch over his left shoulder for the final out of the second inning. So a quick 1-2-3 inning, fly outs to all fields for the Mighty Muscles. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Threshers still lead it 4-0 as we head into the third here in Fort Myers on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
You probably won't have a good golf swing.
So, we got fitted for good feet on sports.
It made a world of difference.
Any advice for your fellow Lincoln?
Two words, the good feet store.
Try them for yourself with a free fitting.
Whether you're getting together with family or celebrating a Muscles win, Public Catering can help. Enjoy delicious entrees, sides, platters, and desserts in just the right amount. Pick up in-store or schedule delivery in select areas. Visit Publix.com/catering to get started. Water quality affects us all, and we all have the power to make a difference. Simply do not fertilize your lawn from June to September during rainy months where runoff can wash fertilizer into waterways. That can cause unwanted and damaging algae to bloom. Do your part. Fertilize smart. Third inning brought to you by Ask and Adjuster. Leading off for the Threshers, number 50, Felix Reyes. Number 50.
A new pitcher in for Fort Myers, A.J. Labus, done after an inning and two-thirds. Did not allow a run personally. Did allow a hit. And the one of the three inherited runners that he brought in charged to DeVell Cineria. Now it's Danny Moreno's turn as he gets a foul off from Felix Reyes to make it an 0-1 count. Moreno, 2.35 ERA on the season. Set at the belt and deals to the big righty Reyes. Swing and a miss on the outside heater coming in at 94 miles an hour. Four strike number two. 0-2 count. Fifth game of the season for Danny Moreno. Five strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings, but two earned runs, six total on six hits, five walks, and five strikeouts. 0-2 to Reyes, who has his on-base streak up to 13 after the walk and an RBI back in the first. Foul tip. Not held on to, and it looks like it hit the catcher Dylan Tatum in an uncomfortable place. So he's going to take a while to shake that one off, and that count is going to stay at 0-2 to Felix Reyes. 289 hitter on the year, an OPS of 673, eight RBIs thanks to the first inning walk. He was the last batter that DeVelson Aria faced. Aria is on the hook for the loss after five walks while only getting one out in the top of the first inning. Reyes back in the batter's box, and we get the play on from Tyler Green. 0-2 count to Reyes, 4-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the third inning. Moreno deals outside on the slider, and that makes it 1-2. Reyes on the season came to the Threshers at the beginning of May and has slowly made himself just that much more valuable, just continuing to get on base and providing some punch in the later part of the order. 2-2 count as, once again, a pitch misses outside. This time it's a fastball by Moreno. Reyes, 3-for-10 in three games with four games with three starts, coming on as a defensive replacement for Derek Hall back on Tuesday of last week's series. Bounced up the middle, knocks the glove off Moreno. He picks that up with the baseball, turns around and throws to first for the first out in the third inning. A really hard hit grounder, and that's going to be enough to bring out the trainer for the start for the reliever in Danny Moreno. Already two pitchers burned with the starter. The starter Arias only going a third of an inning. And now the athletic trainer, Chase Thompson, coming out with the manager, Brian Meyer, after a really difficult-looking chop up the middle. But Moreno, unshaken and unfazed. Good to see that after just a hard-hit comebacker by Reyes. Moreno did well to knock it down. But the 1-3 brings the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who does not have an official at bat just yet. A sacrifice fly. And RBI number 23 on the season. RBIs in each of his last two plate appearances, and now a base hit as he laces this one right up the middle. An unsuccessful jump by Austin Martin, and Fergus following a game with a solo home run in the ninth, a sacrifice fly, and now a base hit to put himself on the board officially. So a single in the third brings the Threshers another base runner. They've had at least one in each of the first three innings. They lead it 4-0 with three hits in this Tuesday night ballgame. That'll bring up Eric Brito, who has one of those three hits, an infield single as he takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. A lot of straight takes in the first pitch of the at-bat for Brito, but that wasn't the case back in the first inning when he hit a slow roller down the third base line and beat it out for a hit. 0-1, Fergus is checked back to first. He's back in there safely on a head first slide. Three stolen bases in four attempts for Cade, who is now the Threshers team leader with six home runs, breaking a three-way tie with Brian Rincon and Gabriel Rincones Jr. 0-1 as Brito awaits the pitch. Fergus stays put, and Brito gets plunked on the front shoulder. Second time a Threshers batter has been hit by a pitch. It was Rincones back in the second, and now the second base runner of the third is Eric Brito as he gets hit in his left shoulder with a fastball from Danny Moreno. So Fergus moves to second, Brito on first. He's now reached twice, and that brings up the leadoff man, Justin Crawford, for the third time in as many innings. Let's take a look at the line for A.J. Labus, who will not get a decision tonight. An inning and two-thirds, one hit, no runs at least charged to him. Did allow an inherited runner, though. A walk and three strikeouts, and his night. So, again, no decision for A.J. Labus. There likely won't be one for Danny Moreno, but his song is not yet written in today's ballgame. Two on and one out for Justin Crawford, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. He pulls back the bunt, as I wasn't really sure where that ball was going. He had to get out of the way of a breaking ball that almost hit him, but it did not, and he pulled back the bunt successfully, 1-0. Crawford, 10 for 17 last week, but 0 for 2 this week against Fort Myers. Now the 1-0. A bunt again, bouncing it into the catcher's leg guard, and now the count even at 1-1. Fly out in the first on the first pitch of the ball game, then a grounder to short to end the first inning. And now, up in the top of the third, is Justin Crawford. Left on right matchup, two on and one out, a 4-0 lead for Clearwater. And the pitch. Behind Crawford, that reaches the backstop, and each base runner advances a base. Much quicker move to third for Cade Fergus. And Brito jogs to second on the wild pitch. So now the double inning-ending double play is off the table. It's a 2-1 count to Crawford, and he's got two runners in scoring position. Threshers have put a runner in scoring position on third base, rather, in every single inning. Here in the top of the third, Threshers lead it 4-0. The pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Sprinting home is Fergus. The tag is applied, but the ball rolls out of the glove of Dylan Tatum. The fielder's choice unsuccessful as Fergus has the ball knocked out of Tatum's mitt, and it's 5-0 Threshers.
Now batting for the Threshers.
Brito advanced to third, and Crawford safe on first.
Number 23.
And we once again have two on and nobody out. Or in one out, excuse me. Likely to be called a fielder's choice as Crawford, with the second best mark in the league in terms of stolen bases, takes a lead off of first. Inside heater to the league leader in swipes, Amarion Boyd, who has hit in every single inning. Two walks and three stolen bases for Boyd, now facing a 1-0 count. Brito on third, Crawford on first, 1-0, fastball right down the pipe, and it evens at 1-1. So it is going to be ruled an RBI single by Justin Crawford. That gives him the sole possession of the team lead with now his 25th RBI of the season, fifth in the last 2 weeks. Now the 1-1 to Boyd, the pitch. Hit on the ground to the third baseman, bobbled by Perez, no play at second, and he'll get Boyd at first base on the 5-3 ground out. So it's an RBI number 12 for Amarion Boyd as Brito scores from third, and the Threshers' lead is now 6-0. You can't assume another a double play, so no error for Mikey Perez at third base. Crawford on second with two outs, and the second run home here in the third inning. 6-0 the lead for the Threshers, and Rincon now at the plate against the righty. Hits the first pitch on the ground. Charging is Martin, an underhand flip to first, and he'll jog back to the dugout after Rincon is retired for the second time. So the Threshers drive in two runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left. 6-0 to score. Let's head to the bottom of the third inning here on the Threshers broadcast network.
And for smells, of course, everybody knows that Cortec is waterproof, tick-proof, and pet-proof.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. Your lenses get all amazing for family-owned and operated floor meisters. So do our
husbands. You guys keep it.
Wait, hey, sideways foul!
Why? This is plastic and paper.
Contaminated plastic, soiled paper, garbage.
When in doubt, throw it out.
It's time for the pitching. Pitcher's lucky seat of the game contest. If you're sitting in section 112, row 2C3, please report to the Fairfield Ministry to get services food. You've won a $25 gift card, courtesy of Pitcher. Ama Vida Resort Retirement Community offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and mild cognitive impairment without the large interest fee. Our resort-style community offers leases starting at $33.95 per month. Start living the resort lifestyle now. Brand Eye Care is a one-stop shop for cataract surgery, LASIK and smile laser vision correction, as well as the treatment of eye disease. With a patient's first approach to care, your eye health is in the best hands with the specialists at Brand Eye Care. Dial star 2020 from your mobile phone for better vision and a better life. Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 20, Rufel Sestinus. Number 20.
Bottom of the third inning, Threshers are cruising. Four runs in the first, two in the second, and it's 6-0 with 8-9-1 coming up for Fort Myers. First pitch to Cespedes in there for a called strike on the breaker by Aldegary, 0-1. Four hits for Clearwater as Cespedes swings and misses on the slider by Aldegary, count 0-2. A five-pitch mix for Aldegary. Similar stuff to Alex McFarland will pitch later this week. Four-seam, two-seam, slider, curve, and a change. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another slider. This one low on Cespedes. And Sam Aldegary is looking good. Three strikeouts in the third inning.
Number 12,
Alex Cespedes to go back to the dugout to lead off the third.
Number 12.
That'll bring up Alex Sayer, the left fielder. Another guy who played most of the six games back in Clearwater. This one is bounced to Kemp at third. A hard throw from deep in the infield dirt sent to first base. Reyes makes the squeeze. One pitch, one out to bring up out number two in the third. That'll bring up Dylan Noisy. The first baseman of the game for the Mighty Muscles. Leading off.
Dylan Noisy!
Noisy walked on a full count to lead off that top of the first inning. Now Aldegary deals. Fastball inside, and now the count's 1-0. Noisy, a 298 hitter on the season, takes an inside fastball on the corner for a called strike. 17th round pick out of Texas Tech. Noisy, two homers, 16 ribbies, and an OPS of 808 on the season. Another called strike to Noisy, this time on a breaking ball on the count 1-2. Dylan's brother, Sheldon, playing currently in the A's system, picked by the Nationals in the second round of the 2016 draft out of Oklahoma. Guy who has played plenty of major league time. 2-2 now to Noisy, as the fastball misses low and inside. Now the 2-2. Hit the other way and bounced off the top of the Threshers dugout, causing a couple of Threshers players to duck out of the way. Jonathan Petit was the closest to it and lost his hat trying to get out of the way of that baseball. He did so in time, and he actually might have gotten hit by the baseball. Petit actually scheduled to start tomorrow, but he appears to be okay. Two balls and two strikes as Noisy fouls another one back. And a couple of Petit's other pitchers checking on him. Noisy continuing to foul baseballs back. This one going behind home plate. And the count will stay 2-2. Three straight pitches fouled away by Dylan Noisy. Aldegary, the 2-2 again. This one again fouled off. This one a high arcing fouler that landed in front of one of the security guards directly behind home plate. Another pitch fouled away by Noisy. We stay at 2-2. Aldegary again, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, just missing low, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Noisy with a great defensive at bat to keep this inning alive for Fort Myers. Two outs, nobody on, and a 3-2 count to Noisy here. Fouled away once again. 3-2, and now four foul balls with two strikes from Noisy, prompting one of the bat boys for the Mighty Muscles to deliver some balls to Tyler Green, because, well, most of the baseballs seem to be in the stands. Payoff pitch. Hit into center field. Drifting into right center is Crawford. Makes the catch on the run and drops it. A difficult play in center field. And Noisy on second base with a two-out double. Thought that Crawford had a beat on that pitch.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles.
But he wasn't able to get there in time.
Austin Martin.
Noisy, though, fouling off five balls in the at-bat, bringing it to 11 pitches to get himself on second base for Austin Martin. So now a man on second, the first hit and or the first base runner of the day. Sorry, the first hit of the day for Noisy, if it goes through. Still hasn't been officially ruled a hit or an error as the pitch misses outside to Austin Martin, who reached on a fielder's choice in the first. 1-0 to Martin as Aldegary looks back at second base and deals. Pitch misses inside, count 2-0. It's officially ruled an error on Justin Crawford, his first of the season. And for the first time, the Mighty Muscles have a runner in scoring position. Two outs here in the third. Aldegary deals. Fastball outside. Martin almost goes after it, and the count is 3-0. Two outs, a man on second base. Noisy shuffling around, the 3-0 pitch inside. Whether it hit Martin or not, he'll head to first base with a two-out walk. Close to hitting him, but it seemed to avoid the former fifth overall pick.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 22, Gilberto
Celestino. Struck out looking and number the strikeout victim of Aldegary back in the first inning. Now up with 2-1 and 2 outs. The Threshers still in the lead, 4-0. Second walk of the day by Aldegary. And the pitch hit high in the air and foul into the right field seats. Count 0-1. First time Aldegary's thrown a strike since the Noisy at bat. A lot of foul balls already this inning. Great defensive at-bats from Noisy and Celestino fouling off the first pitch of his. 2-1, 2 outs, 0-1. Swing and a miss. The fastball gets away from Disson, but not very far. Each runner stays still, and Disson tosses the ball towards the Threshers' dugout, gets a fresh one for Aldegary. It's an 0-2 count to Celestino, with Noisy on second, Martin on first. Two on and two outs, and an 0-2 count to the Mighty Muscles' right fielder. The rehabbing Celestino awaits the 0-2. Fastball low, bouncing away from Disson, but it goes in front of him, so the runners stay put. Another new ball for Sam Aldegari, and the count 1-2 to Gilberto Celestino. Fort Myers on the backs of a homestand against St. Lucie, who helped out the Threshers quite a bit in that series. Now the 1-2. Fastball inside, called strike three again. Right at the knees, pinpoint accuracy from Sam Aldegari, who gets the AAA rehabber and former big leaguer Gilberto Celestino with his fourth strikeout of the game. For the first time in today's ball game, Fort Myers puts two runners on base, but none of them score. No runs, no hits, an error, and two men left. 6-0 lead for the Threshers as we head into the fourth.
Come on. It's been an exciting day with the characters of beloved children's book author and illustrator Mo Williams, including best friend duo Elephant and Mickey, faithful companion Knuckle Bunny, and the Pigeon. The Wiley Cityverse has no presented, so don't let the pigeon strike the buck. For further information, visit cmon.org. The fourth inning brought to you by Public. Leading off for the Threshers, number 45, Gabriel Rincones. Number 45.
Gabe Rincones Jr. leading off the fourth for the Threshers. He takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Rincones has reached base in each of his two previous plate appearances, scoring a run on a hit in the first inning and being hit by a pitch with a steal in the second. 0-1, hit on the ground down the first baseline, fielded by the first baseman. Cespedes tags the bag, beating Rincones to it, and the catch. And there's one out in the fourth inning.
Now batting for the Threshers, number 9, Otto Kemp.
So Rincones retired for the first time, and that'll bring up Otto Kemp, who walked in a run back in the first, 20th ribby of the season, also scored a run of his own. 6-0 lead for Clearwater, one out in the fourth. First pitch, foul down the first base line. Really close to getting in fair territory, potentially for extra bases. And now the count is 0-1. One out, nobody on for the Threshers. Moreno on the hill here. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And now it's 0-2. Kemp struck out in the second, walked, scored, and drove in a run back in the first. 6-0 the lead for the Threshers, an 0-2 count to Kemp with one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. Now Moreno deals. Hit on a line, but right to the shortstop, bounce in and out of DeAndrade's glove. He's in the outfield at this point and has no play at the ball. Likely to be ruled hit number 5 for the Threshers, and the first
now
in a little over a week for Otto Kemp.
Seven, Jordan Disson.
I'd call that a single. That was just a really hard hit line drive, even if it was right at the shortstop. The Threshers have one error. That was attributed to Justin Crawford in the last inning. And Kemp's now on first base with one out in the fourth. The first pitch to Disson, hit on the ground, foul into the Fort Myers dugout. Now the count is 0-1. Still waiting on the official ruling from the Kemp at bat. I'm going to call him 1-for-2. And hope I'm right, but it seems I'm wrong. An error on the shortstop, Danny DeAndrade, puts Kemp on first base. Pitch misses for a ball. The throw to second base, not in time. And Otto Kemp has his 7th swipe of the season. 1-1 the count to Disson. Kemp 7-for-10 now in stolen bases. Sneaky speed for Otto, a guy who can play second and third, a good utility infielder. So the Threshers, again with a runner in scoring position, a 1-1 count to Disson with one on and one out. Fastball up and away, now the count's 2-1. Kemp has been caught 3 times trying to steal this season, 7 swipes in 10 attempts. Disson, the only player on the roster right now without a stolen base, with Cole Moore on the development list. Now the 2-1. Fastball in there for a called strike, count 2-2. A walk and an RBI for Disson. That came in the first, and he struck out his last time up. Now facing a 2-2, but he's got a man on second base with one out in Otto Kemp. Two-two hits him, and Disson falls over on the plate. And he's going to be a bit slow to get up. Sam Myers, the head athletic trainer, taking a run out from the dugout to check on the Threshers catcher. And Disson is going to limp over to first base. The third Threshers batter to be hit as Moreno comes off the mound just a little bit to make sure Disson's all right. Looks like from where Myers is checking out, it got him on the left knee. But Disson still standing up, seems to be putting weight evenly on each leg while he's standing, and it walking with a very slight, if a limp at all, over to first base. Still walking him over to first base is Sam Myers, and Disson contending that he's all right, going to take a little run to run off, and it's like he never even got hit. Tough breed those catchers are, and Disson, certainly one of the tougher ones. So, the Threshers have been hit in every single inning. It was Rinconas, or every inning except for the first. Rinconas Jr. got hit in the second. Then Brito in the last inning, and now Disson on first base with the latest hit by pitch. That'll bring up Felix Reyes, 0-for-1 with an RBI and a walk. He's got 2 on. And one out. Disson on first, Kemp on second. First pitch to Reyes, fouled off the top of the netting behind home plate, and the count's 0-1. Reyes, an on-base streak of 13 consecutive games, has 8 RBIs over that time. He's reached base in all but 1 game he has played with the Threshers. Now the 0-1. Fouled away, that knocks off of, I think, the catcher's equipment. Definitely hit either the catcher or the umpire as it hit the dirt off the bat of Reyes. Count is 0-2. The Threshers lead it 6-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Kemp on second with a short lead. Disson on first with a bigger one, neither being held on particularly closely. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the fourth. The pitch to Reyes, chopper down the third baseline, lands foul. And each runner will have to return to their bags. Kemp was already at third base when the play was made by Perez, and Disson close to second. So it would have been a race between the ball and the runner in Felix Reyes. So Kemp back on second base, Disson back on first, and still an 0-2 count to Felix Reyes with 1 out here on the top of the fourth inning. Threshers lead it by 6. Moreno set at the belt, and now there are 6 on the pitch clock. Here's the 0-2, fouled away again. Reyes a bit out in front of that upstairs breaking ball, was looking for some heat. So the count will stay 0-2 as Reyes has fouled off 2 straight pitches with 2 strikes. Excuse me. 0-2, 2 on, 1 out. Moreno set at the belt, 7 on the pitch clock, a quick look at second base. 4 on the pitch clock. He deals. Hit up the middle. That's going to roll into center field for a base hit. Kemp's being waved around third. Disson stops at second. No play at home, and it's an RBI single by Felix Reyes. 7-0 Threshers and Otto Kemp with great base running off on contact, now, like a shot out of a cannon. And the Threshers lead it 7-0. That will be the first run allowed by Moreno, and it will be unearned as Kemp reached on an error. But it's RBI number 2 of the day and 9 of the season for Felix Reyes. So 2 on, Reyes on first, Disson on second, 1 out. Cade Fergus at the plate as the fastball misses upstairs. Count 1 and out. Fergus singled and scored back in the 3rd inning. So he's 1-for-1 today. As it's a 1-0 count, Moreno set, deals. Fastball into the dirt, and it is 2-0. For Reyes, that ties his season high with his 2nd RBI of the game. The day his on-base streak started was the last time he hit 2 ribbies in a game. His career high is 4. Now the 2-0 to Fergus. Hit up in the air and foul down the right field line. Counts 2-1 as that ball clangs off the roof and reaches the seats.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber, Collision and Glass.
Some fans very excited about getting that foul ball here. 2 balls and 1 strike. Moreno set. 4 on the pitch clock. 3 on the pitch clock. He deals way outside on the heater. And now the count 3-1 to Fergus. 1 miss away from loading the bases. Bases were loaded in the 2nd and 1st innings. Three-one pitch, fastball, just catching the zone. And now the count full at 3-2. Unlikely that the runners will go. Disson's been caught twice. He's on 2nd base. And Felix Reyes is on 1st. 1 out here in the 4th. Moreno deals. Runners stay. Fastball misses upstairs. And Fergus will head to 1st for the 2nd time with a 1-out walk. So, it's Disson on 3rd, Reyes on 2nd, and Fergus
now
on 1st.
And
a loaded set of bases for Eric Brito. He is 1-for-1 on the day, singled and scored after he was hit by a pitch in the 3rd. An infield hit for Brito as the pitch misses outside, count 1-0. He's had quite an increase from last year, obviously 90-plus games versus closer to 40 for Brito. A little bit different stats, but coming off a year where he had 228 with the Threshers with a homer and 21 RBIs, he's now almost equaled or improved on all those numbers. Fastball misses outside, it's 2-0. Now, Brito hitting 256, slightly raised probably with a first inning single, and already beat his homer numbers from last year with 2. 2 off the pace from RBIs last year with 21 already this season. 2-0, shatters the bat as he rolls it to short. No play at 2nd base. The run scores from 3rd, and Brito is out at 1st base. No, he's not. Brito clapping his hands. He beat out the infield hit, and it's an RBI single to keep the bases loaded. Disson scores. It's 8-0 Threshers, and all runners advance. Reyes to 3rd, Fergus to 2nd, and the 2nd base knock of the day from Brito.
13.
Gives him RBI number 20.
13.
So once again, the bases are loaded, and Justin Crawford is up at the plate. He had an infield RBI hit his last time up with the bases loaded. Fastball missing, and now it's 1-0. 8-0 Threshers. Brito, 2 hits on the day, is on 1st. Disson scored, Reyes on 3rd, Fergus on 2nd. 1-0 to Crawford, hit the other way and foul over the bar out in left, and now the count's even at 1-1. Player of the week last week, Crawford, attended Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, currently ranked 4th in the country by Max Preps. And Crawford was talking to me before the game about how he's actually excited to see the draft class come in this year. 1-1, bouncing up the middle. Is the play at home? Tagged out is Reyes. And the force out got by Moreno on the fielder's choice. That goes 1-2 with Crawford replacing Brito on first. So Crawford reaches on the fielder's choice. Reyes is out 1-2. Fergus to third, Brito to second.
Number 23.
And now there are two outs with the bases loaded for Amarion Boyd. And this might be it for Danny Moreno, or it could just be a mound meeting. I can't see if that is Meyer or Gaynor, and it looks like it is. Going to be the end of the day for Danny Moreno. So Brian Meyer taking the ball from Moreno. A new pitcher coming out from the bullpen. Pitcher number 4 coming up for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Moreno, an inning and 2/3 on the mound, and we'll see someone new next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This is an Estero Bay Chevrolet called in the bullpen. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles, number 31, Samuel Perez. Number 31.
Boyd pops the first pitch from Perez up to left field. One pitch, one out, and the new reliever for Fort Myers gets the job done as the Threshers leave the bases loaded. So Boyd out on a fly out to left field, but plenty of damage done in that fourth inning. The Threshers put 2 runs across with one of them earned. They do it on 2 hits, one error, and 3 men left on base. We are through 3.5. Threshers lead it 8-0 over the second place Mighty Muscles.
Hey, man. Nice job.
At Babcock Ranch, we love to see people connect to nature, to each other. There's something greater than themselves. It's the town of tomorrow, right here, right now. Powered by the sun and energized by true community. Let life shine at Badcock Ranch.
If you want to recover like the pros, Ageless Fitness and Vitality Boost Wellness Center offers chirotherapy, red light, dry salt, and compression therapy, so you can recover faster, feel better, and increase athletic performance. Book your appointment at www.agelessfitnessfl.com. Be ageless. Do you have hurricane claim questions? Have you had a claim denied or underpaid? We can help. Get a free second opinion with Ask an Adjuster. Public adjuster that works for you, not the insurance company. Visit AskAnAdjuster.com today. Don't forget to stop by the Rusty's Bar featuring Picardi, located down the third baseline for the best drinks in the ballpark. Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 15, Jurrell Ortega! Number 15.
Sam Aldeguerri back out for the fourth inning after Samuel Perez does one pitch and one out to end the fourth inning. 8-0 for the Threshers, part of the Mighty Muscles order to face the Italian left-hander. Fastball on the outside corner starts off Jurrell Ortega with a strike. He was a strikeout victim of Aldeguerri to end the first. Aldeguerri with 4 strikeouts thus far. This one is cracked up the middle, just past the glove of Rincon into left center field for a leadoff base hit. First time since the first inning, the Mighty Muscles have put the leadoff man on, and that is the first hit of the day.
Number 8, Danny DeAndrade.
The second time that Aldegary has taken a no-hit lead in the fourth, into the fourth inning. He threw four perfect frames of the Threshers no-hitter back on opening weekend against the Bradenton Marauders. Aldegary now with a man on first, and Danny DeAndrade with no outs. He pops this one up down the foul line and on the first base side, but it lands in the seats behind the Threshers dugout. Short chase from Reyes, but it's an 0-1 count. DeAndrade already had a foul ball out, or a fly out, excuse me, with a fly out to Crawford in the second. Now he sends another one to Crawford, a sliding catch, and he makes the play. Justin Crawford, a bit of a late jump on a soggy line drive, and a great catch by the player of
now
the week.
For the Mighty Muscles, number 19,
so one out in spectacular fashion in the fourth. And
number
now bring up Dylan Tatum. Tatum flied out to left in the second inning, where in no particular order, the Mighty Muscles flied out to every field of the outfield. First pitch to Tatum, an upstairs fastball, makes it 1-0. Disson popping up to scare Ortega back to first base. So it's a 1-0 count to Tatum, who flied out to left his last time up. Ortega, 14 stolen bases in 19 attempts this year. Tatum fouls the fastball back into the netting to even the count at 1-1. Tatum on the season, no homers just yet, and a batting average of 183 for the Mighty Muscles catcher. Three RBIs in now 60 at-bats, 26 games. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count is 1-2 to Tatum. Tatum in his third year pro after being drafted by the Twins out of UC Irvine in the 20th round of 2021. Now the 1-2. Hit in the air, should stay in the infield, and it might not even get into fair territory, and it will. No one called it. Reyes boots the throw into center field, but Crawford is there on the backup. Aldegary, Disson, and Reyes lost that ball in the stadium lights, and what looked like an easy out number two turns to two on with just one out, as Dylan Tatum is on first. Ortega moves to
now
second.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles,
and
number four, Mikey Perez. Number four.
So that'll probably be a hit for Tatum, as that was just kind of lost on the Threshers hitters, and it looks like it is. First pitch, called ball one. On the inside fastball to Perez, and it's officially ruled the second hit of the day. So a bloop infield single for Dylan Tatum. Never thought I'd ever say that combination of words. And the count's 1-0 to Mikey Perez. Fouled away, bouncing off the plate down the third baseline, and the count's now even at 1-1. Perez flied out to right field to end the second inning, now has a 1-1 count with two on. Ortega on second, DeAndrade on, or Tatum, excuse me, on first, and a 1-1 count to Perez. Fastball upstairs, now the count's 2-1. Aldegary likely in his last inning, as he is already above 60 pitches, and there is some action getting started in the Threshers' bullpen. A right-hander's warming, and the 2-1 to Perez hit high in the air out to right field. In foul territory is Reyes. He makes the catch on the dirt, and we've got a tag to third. Not in time is the throw, as Jarrell Ortega advances on the foul fly out by Perez. 2 outs in the inning, but runners on the corners for the Mighty Muscles. For the first time today, Fort Myers has a run on third base. As it's Jarrell Ortega on third, on first is Rubel Cespedes, who struck out in the third inning. So, two gone, two on, and two outs to Rubel Cespedes in the bottom fourth. 8-0 lead for the Threshers. Slider catches the outside part of the plate to the lefty Cespedes, and that was the pitch that he just could not handle from Aldegary in the 3-pitch strikeout to lead off the third. Sam looking for the same magic. This time he swings and pops one up foul behind home plate, and the catch is almost made by a fan in the middle row. So it's an 0-2 count again to Cespedes. The pitch, this time it misses, well blocked by Disson as each runner stays put. Ortega on third, Tatum on first. Two outs here in the fourth inning as the Threshers lead it 8-0. It's been all clear water so far, thanks to difficult pitching from the starter Urrea that played a part. Now the 1-2. Hit the other way, high foul and out of play as Boyd chasing. Kemp there as well, but both of them meet the netting before the baseball. Counts 0-2 to Cespedes, who struck out on 3 pitches back in the third. 2 on, 2 outs, runners on the corners for the Mighty Muscles with Ortega 90 feet from becoming Fort Myers' first run. Aldegary set and deals. Fastball just missing outside, and the count's 1-2. So as I mentioned, playoff implications in this series. The Threshers' magic number is 7. As it stands, it'd be down to 5. Drilled down the right field line. Does it stay fair? It does, rolling into the corner for extra bases. Ortega's scored, and being waved around third temporarily is Dylan Tatum, as it's an RBI 2-out double for Rubel Cespedes. Ortega scores and Fort Myers is on the board, now 8-1. Cespedes has an RBI on the double, and Cespedes, who ties Ortega's home run lead with 4, now has his 23rd RBI of the season. So 2 on still, but now both runners in scoring position as it's 8-1 Threshers. And we'll have a brief chat on the mound. Gustavo Ormas out there to talk with Samuel Aldegary. He's filling in for Matt Hockenberry as the pitching coach. So, 7th double of the year for Cespedes, as we'll take a brief look around the Florida State League with Tyler Green coming up to break up the mound meeting. This is the only game currently still in progress as we have 4 finals in Florida. Bradenton took down Dunedin 10-3, and this is big for Fort Myers because if this score stands, Bradenton and the Mighty Muscles are tied in 2nd place in the West Division. 6-5 St. Lucie over Daytona as Alex Sayer takes a breaking ball inside for ball 1. Palm Beach, the only other team with 30 wins on the season in the Florida State League, 5-2 winners over the Jupiter Hammerheads. 1-0 becomes 2-0 as the fastball runs inside to Sam. 11 innings, but Tampa took down the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the battle of the bottom two of the Florida State League. 7-6, the final score with the Tarpons, the victors. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 2-1. Tampa, of course, the next team that will visit the Threshers at BayCare Ballpark, the 13th through the 18th. Get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com. 2-1 to Sayer. Hit up the middle under the glove of Aldegary and into center field for a base hit. 1 run scores, waved around third is Cespedes. He will score. It's a 2-run single from Alex Sayer, and the Mighty Muscles have some life. Back-to-back RBI knocks for Fort Myers. Sayer has 2 ribbies on the base hit, and just like that, the lead down to 8-3. Pressure still in control, but Fort Myers has been a little more active in the third trip around the lineup for Samuel Aldegary. And now beginning the 4th trip around the lineup for Aldegary is Dylan Noisy. Fouled away down the right field line, and now the count is 0-1. Noisy 0-1, reached on an error on an 11-pitch at-bat in the third, also walked on a full count in the first, so he's seen more pitches than anybody on Fort Myers today. 0-1, hit on a line right to the third baseman Kemp. It falls out of the glove. He gets to second base in time as Brito tags the bag on the fielder's choice. and a great play on a hard line drive from Otto Kemp. 5-4 is the fielder's choice, but the Mighty Muscles get themselves on the board. Three runs for Fort Myers on four hits, no errors, and one man left on base. The Threshers lead is 8-3 as we head into the
Mighty Muscles. Stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. Herbert Collision and Glass is growing and now hiring. Work with the best. Come work for an industry leader with competitive and weekly pay. Benefits that start on day one. Visit HerbertCareers.com for more information. The fifth inning is brought to you by the law offices of Anna Jar and Levine. For the Threshers, number 5, Brian Gringone. Number 5.
To Brian Rincon, and the pitch grounded down the third baseline, evening the count at 1-1. Still Samuel Perez, after he had just one pitch and one out needed in the fourth inning, replacing Danny Moreno. Four runs allowed, three of them earned, with a walk and four hits, an inning and two-thirds for Moreno. He won't get a decision. 1-1, Rincon lifts this one into left field. Easy play for Sayer, who camps under it and makes the grab for the first out of the fifth inning. 8-3 is the lead for the Threshers. And Rincon is 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Rincon has 1-for-2. He's reached base twice after he was plunked in the second inning. A run and a stolen base for Rincon. He now has 21 swipes on the season. Now the big bopping lefty takes the first pitch, hits it high in the air, out to left field again, in between the shortstop D'Andrade, and it's the left fielder Sayer who slides to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So Perez really pitching the contact for Fort Myers. Just one pitch in the fourth inning. To get Boyd on a flyout. And now, through the first four pitches of the fifth, he's got two outs and Otto Kemp at the plate. He reached on an error, stole a base, and scored a run. He's got two runs in the game with an RBI on a walk back in the first. First pitch, fastball up and in, count 1-0. So Kemp technically 0-for-2 on the day after reaching on that error, the only unearned run of the day thus far. Threshers' lead is 8-3, two outs in the top of the fifth. 1-0 to Kemp, swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Tatum to even the count. That's 1-1. Two outs and nobody on. The Threshers have not gone down in order yet today. The pitch, swing and a miss. A looping curveball from Perez gets Kemp to go, and now the count is 1-2. Kemp will take some time. Kemp taps the plate. He's back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. We are past 10 o'clock here in Fort Myers. The 1-2 pitch, outside, ball two. An hour and a half rain delay, a game that started at 7 o'clock initially, ended up beginning at about 8:30 due to rain in the area of Fort Myers. 2-2. Kemp hits this one high in the air out to right center field. Drifting over is Noisy. He calls off the right fielder Celestino to make the catch for the final out of the inning. Three flyouts, and for the first time, the Threshers have been retired in order. That's going to do it for the fifth. We are halfway home here at Hammond Stadium. Threshers 8, Fort Myers 3, with the magic number at 7 for Clearwater. 8-3 the score, we head to the bottom of the fifth.
For over 50 years, Radiology Legal has offered advanced diagnostic imaging from x-rays to mammograms, MRIs, and more. Experience expert care. Your imaging order from any other facility is accepted. Learn more at radiologyregional.com.
The accident wasn't my fault, but I lost control of my life.
Control of medical expenses?
Auto repairs.
Knowing my legal rights.
I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anajar and Levine.
I'm Lord Anajar from the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation. And take back control of your...
This is an Estero Bay Chevrolet called to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Threshers, number 6, John Enriquez. Number 6.
Pitcher for the Threshers, Samuel Aldegary, is done for the day. No decision for the lefty, and John Henriquez sends the first pitch to Austin Martin. A towering foul ball makes it an 0-1 count. Aldegary, four hits, three runs, four innings of work, two walks, and four strikeouts in his second appearance against the Mighty Muscles. He won't get a decision. Henriquez in line for the victories. He gets an 0-2 count to Martin, who fouls that one back into the netting. John is the league leader in wins, 7-0 on the season. Typically the first guy out of the bullpen for the Threshers in his second year pro after being signed as an amateur free agent by the Phillies last season. Five games in the Dominican Summer League last year, now a 1-2 count to Austin Martin. In those five games, all in relief, 0-2 record, two earned runs in six innings, four walks, two saves, and seven strikeouts. Martin takes a pitch low and outside. Isabella Robb says he did not go in the counts 2-2. Victories in each of his last two appearances for Henriquez, a win in the St. Lucie series, and a win in three innings of work, both shutout frames in last week's series against Dunedin. Six strikeouts in his last six innings of work, earning two wins and no runs allowed for Henriquez. 2-2 fouled away again by Martin. 8-3 the score, Threshers in the lead, and the count still 2-2 to Austin Martin. So now it's a full count to Austin. Three balls and two strikes. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Bounces one to third. Fielded by Kemp on the run. Stops. Throws to third. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. Or throws to first. Excuse me. Kemp on third. So a 5-3 round
now
out to
the Mighty Muscles. Number 22. Gilberto.
That'll bring up Gilberto Celestino. Struck out each of his two previous appearances. Two of the four times Aldegary struck a batter out. Henriquez deals, swing and a miss. A fastball right down Main Street to Celestino that he could not touch. Four pitch mix for Henriquez, four seamer, change, slider, and a cutter. for the 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Fouled away by Celestino, now the count 0-2. Celestino debuted in the big leagues back in 2021 and spent most of his time in AAA, and that's where he played for two games last year before suffering an injury, and now back with his first action since April of 2022 in a rehab stint with Fort Myers. He now faces a 1-2 count, nobody on and one out. Threshers lead by five. Henriquez, the 1-2, breaking ball, called strike three, upstairs and at the letters of Celestino, who has now struck out looking three separate times.
Now batting for the
so took on here in the fifth after Threshers got split off the fifth and going down in order for the first time
number
today. Now bring up Jarrell Ortega, who scored the first run of the day for Fort Myers. And now up with two outs. He singled in the fourth and takes the first pitch, a breaking ball outside to make the count 1-0. But Ortega, also a strikeout victim of Aldegari's back in the first. Now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, just missing upstairs, 2-0. Henriquez began playing baseball when he was just about 12 years old. And earned his first career win against Fort Myers on Saturday the 15th. 2-1 as he gets Ortega to go. So Henriquez against the Mighty Muscles for the second time this season, earned the first of his seven career victories in the Threshers' last win against Fort Myers on April the 15th. Fastball inside, swing and a miss. The count evens at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes, two outs, and nobody on to Ortega. He'll take a quick timeout. On the year, 2.93 ERA for Henriquez in his 14th appearance, 27 strikeouts, 16 walks, and of course, the 7-0 record. 2-2 to Ortega. Fastball just missing low, and now the count's full at 3-2. Ortega reached for the first time in the fourth. Henriquez looking to end the inning. Payoff pitch, outside on the heater. Disson almost leaves his feet to keep it in front of him, and Ortega is on first for the second straight inning. Let off the last frame with a single. Now a two-out walk.
Mighty Muscles, number 8, Danny DeAndrade.
Two flyouts to center field for the man currently at the plate, and Danny DeAndrade recorded an error in the fourth that allowed Kemp to reach and eventually score. Now two outs, Ortega on first. Fastball in there for a called strike. Ortega, no steals yet today. 14 stolen bases and 19 attempts on the season, but did have one of those steals that you don't see on the stat sheet. A foul pop-up on the first base side as the pitch misses inside to DeAndrade. From Mikey Perez, was deep enough next to first base and in shallow left field in foul territory. Reyes caught it. Ortega tagged and advanced to third, where he ended up scoring on an RBI single. Or an RBI double, excuse me. Now it's 2-1. Hit the other way, foul over the netting, and that'll go to right field stands. 2-2. And there's just an army of kids out there looking for foul balls. And there have been plenty in that right field section. So now the count's 2-2. Two outs and a man on first. Henriquez deals, waving a whiff. Strike three. DeAndrade down swinging as Henriquez has two punch-outs in the fifth. A two-out walk goes for nothing as 1-1 is stranded on first base for Fort Myers. No hits and two Ks for Henriquez. We head into the sixth. It's 8-3 threshold.
Professional agriculture. Proud to power the mighty muscles. Visit Grant.co for more information. Twin fans and Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything is raised to a higher elevation. Twin Peaks Draft served at 29 degrees in ice cold pubs. The best picture in sports, man caves covered in HGTVs, bringing your ticket stuff for free chips and queso. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, seating views. The sixth inning is brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet. Number 7, Jordan Disson. Number 7.
Six, seven, and eight for the Threshers. Disson, Reyes, and Fergus to lead off the sixth inning. First pitch misses outside to Disson on the breaking ball and accounts 1-0. Disson's 0-1 today. A run has been produced each time he's come to the plate. Walked in a run with the bases loaded in the first. Takes a fastball inside to even the count of 1-1 there. And he was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Ended up coming around to score on an Eric Brito RBI single. Made it 8-0 then. It's now 8-3. Disson foul tips one into Tatum's glove ahead of a breaking ball and now behind in the count 1-2. 17 RBIs on the year now for Disson. And he's going up against the left-hander in Samuel Perez. He takes the breaking ball low, and the count evens at 2-2. Certainly an aggressive swinger is Disson, but quite patient at the plate. Definitely a guy who looks for his pitch to hit. And really just lets the game come to him. 2-2. Foul tip. Did he catch it? He did not, so Disson will stay put at the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes still. 8-3 Threshers with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. 6 hits for Clearwater, 4 for Fort Myers, an error apiece, and a 2-2 count to the leadoff man in the top of the sixth in Jordan Disson. The pitch, breaking ball outside, now the count full. Disson, 12th round pick by the Phillies in last year's draft out of Saddleback College, a guy who was the big proponent of the JUCO route, pops one up down the foul line in first base, ends up in the stands behind the Threshers' dugout, will stay full at 3-2. Two pitches fouled away with 2 strikes by Disson. Here's pitch number 8 in the at-bat from the lefty Perez. He deals. Upstairs, ball 4. Jordan Disson will head to first base with his second walk of the night. Just one official at bat, a strikeout, a hit by a pitch, 2 walks, and the leadoff man is on in the sixth for the Threshers. That'll bring up Felix Reyes, riding a team best currently. 13 on base streak, a walk, an RBI, a single, and an RBI. First pitch, inside, ball 1. Reyes 1-for-2 with 2 ribbies on the day, tying his season high. Disson taking a short lead off first, not likely to steal. Now the 1-0. Moreno deals, off goes Disson. A hit and run as Reyes lift this into right center field. Disson comes around second and heads to third. A wide turnaround first for Reyes, and he'll scamper back to first base with his second single of the night. A hit and run executed beautifully as Disson's now on third and Reyes on first with his second hit of the day. That'll bring up Cade Fergus with 2 on and nobody out. He's reached base each of his last 2 times, is 1-for-1 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run, a walk and a run scored as well as an RBI. He drove in a run on a sacrifice fly in the first. For Reyes, his 3rd multi-hit game of the season, 19th of his career. And a swing and a miss by Fergus makes it 0-1. So Reyes matched his career high with two base knocks and now takes a lead off of first. Disson's on third, 0-1 to Fergus. Swing and a miss on the outside breaking ball, and now the count's 0-2. Nobody out here in the sixth. 8-3 the lead for the Threshers. As it stands, their magic number down to 5. Oh, 2 now. Runners on the corners. A steal already on the air for Reyes. Now the pitch. Hit up the middle, right back to the pitcher, and caught in a rundown is Disson at third base. He'll get tagged out at home. Fielder's choice 1-2 for the first out of the sixth inning. So Disson is gone on the second pitcher to catcher fielder's choice. Reyes to second, Fergus to first. He's now 1-4-2.
Now batting for the Threshers.
So one gone
number
now in the sixth,
Eric
2-1.
Rico,
and
number 25.
One out. Brito has reached base all three times he's come to the plate, an RBI and a run scored for Eric Brito with a two-hit game. First pitch to Brito, fastball upstairs, and now the count's 1-0. Brito, 5-for-18 with a double and 3 RBIs, playing in all 6, but starting 5, coming on as a defensive replacement in one of the 6 games last week. Brito pops this one up. It'll stay on the infield. The catcher, Tatum, is under it, and he makes the grab with the pitcher there for backup. So we'll pop out to the catcher for Brito, and that's the second out of the 6th inning to reset the lineup card and bring it to
Justin
Crawford. 1-for-4 on the day is Crawford, an RBI single back in the third. 25th ribby of the season. And the Threshers still lead it 8-3. 2 on and 2 outs. Reyes on second. Fergus on first. First pitch to Crawford. High chopper down the first baseline. Fielded by the second baseman Martin. Underhanded flip to first. And that is the end of the inning. The first two reach for Clearwater. Next three retired by Samuel Perez, as Crawford is out on the 4-4 ground out. That ends the 6th. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 left, and we head into the bottom of the 6th inning. Threshers lead it 8-3.
It's time for South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Tonight's South Florida Gas question: Lou Gehrig is one of 2 Yankees to win the Triple Crown. Who is the other? Shout it out if you know. That's right. It was Mickey Mantle in 1956. Congratulations if you got the right answer. Thank you for playing South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Aussie, 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 boy, boy, boy. It's time to announce the Aussie Grill Lucky section of the game. If you're sitting in section 114, congratulations. Stop by the guest services so you can claim your coupon for free Aussie cheese fries. Aussie Grill is the only place you can get a perfectly cooked sirloin from a drive-thru. Stop by for Aussie Hours featuring $3 milkshakes, $2 off sliders. Aussie Grill is located on Cleveland Avenue, just 3 miles from Hammond Stadium. Hey, Cubs, then you'll love Truly Nolan. Celebrating our 85th anniversary this year, since 1938, our company has been flexing our muscles to help solve your residential and commercial pest problem. For a free home or business inspection, visit one of our branches in Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres, Bonita Springs, Naples, Fort Marshall Island. Call 800-GO-TRULY or visit us online at trulynolan.com. Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 19, Dylan Jacob. Number 19.
Catcher led off for the Threshers in the 6th. Now the catcher leading off for Fort Myers as the first pitch airmailed by Henriquez to make it a 1-0 count. Tatum, a single and a run in the 4th. He's 1-for-2 on the day after flying out in the 2nd inning to Omarion Boyd in left. Henriquez deals 1-0 fastball in there for a called strike as the count evens at 1-1. Threshers lead it 8-3. With 4 runs in the 1st, being the catalyst for a dominant game thus far. 1-1 swing and a miss. Tatum way out ahead of the breaking ball. And the count is now 1-2. Henriquez most commonly uses his fastball, but he really knows when to sequence in those breaking pitches. And right there, Tatum saw two straight fastballs, looked for a third, but it was just a changeup that dropped out of the map. 1-2, the pitch. Another breaking ball. This one popped up down the first baseline in foul territory. Reyes on the railing of the Threshers' dugout and unable to come up with a play. Not an easy play to make, though, for Reyes. He was just kind of contorting his body just to stay standing up and put himself in position to make the grab, but unable to come up with it. So, it's still a 1-2 count to Tatum, who's 1-2 on the day. Threshers lead is 5, 7 hits to Fort Myers, 4, 8-3 the score. Henriquez, the 1-2, fouled away again by Tatum into the stands behind home plate. 1-2 to the Mighty Muscles catcher. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball, fouled on the plate, will stay at 1-2. Three straight pitches fouled away by Dylan Tatum. That does, however, make it 5 straight strikes for Henriquez after a first pitch ball. He has now thrown 28 pitches with 17 for strikes. 1-2. Fouled again. This one knocks off the netting. And another in just a series of battle at-bats from Fort Myers here against the Threshers. One-two again. Henriquez, the kick and the pitch. Curved ball hit on the ground right to the shortstop Rincon. A couple steps to his right, a fire to first, and that is the first out of the seventh inning. Or the sixth inning, excuse me. Rincon, not had a lot of work over at shortstop, but he does tend to make plays look
now patting for the Mighty Muscles. Number 4, is Mikey Perez.
Said that his goal was to have number 10 in the Threshers and really wherever else he ends up this year. First pitch to Perez, fouled away. That's going to land right underneath the broadcast booth. Behind home plate, 1-0-1 to Mikey Perez. Samuel Perez on the mound for Fort Myers. Mikey now at the plate. 0-1, fouled away again. And it's 0-2. No relation, by the way, between Mikey and Samuel as a group of kids coming up with a foul ball. Mikey Perez, UCLA product, 15th round pick by the Twins in 2021. As the fastball misses everyone from Henriquez, and it'll go down 1-2. No one up in either bullpen, so it should be Perez coming on for the seventh. Henriquez has gone 3 innings numerous times this year already. 1-2. Fouled away again. Fort Myers just continuing to foul pitches with 2 strikes. As it's a called strike 3. Breaking ball at the knees of Perez. A nasty pitch from Henriquez to just sneak one by Mikey.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles. Number 20, Ruben Cespedes.
Cespedes started the party for Fort Myers in the last inning. Struck out in the third, but doubled and scored a run back in the fourth. Now he faces a 1-0 as the fastball missed outside. Left on right matchup as Henriquez deals the 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner counts now even at 1-1. 8-3 the lead for Clearwater. 2 outs, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth for Fort Myers. Henriquez, the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, and Disson does well to block it, chests it toward the Threshers' dugout, and the count now 2-1 to the Mighty Muscles first baseman. Seventh double of the year, drove in a run for Cespedes. The pitch. Swing and a miss through the fastball, and that evens the count at 2-2. Cespedes had his 22nd RBI of the season, which is second on the team behind Jurel Ortega in that fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Henriquez, the long wind, the kick, the pitch, fastball, missing outside, and the count runs full. Average just under 200 for Cespedes, who's got a full count. Nobody on base, a full count with two outs. Henriquez deals, breaking ball, called strike three, dropped by Disson. He applies a tag for safety, and that ends the sixth. Back-to-back punch-outs to end the sixth inning for Henriquez. Fort Myers retired in order in the sixth. Henriquez has struck out four. Heading into the seventh, 8-3, the lead
with some Wild Bunch Morning Show on B1039. Don't forget, they go wild free with Wild Bunch Morning Show, commercial free for a whole hour weekday morning starting at 7:30 a.m. No interruptions on your way to work. It's happening on the number one news station, B1039. Listen at B1039.com or the free B1039 app. Akiva Credit Union is proud to support Muscle Baseball and all of Lee County. Akiva Credit Union supports communities they serve through events that support the foundation, which is giving classroom grants to local schools. They also provide scholarship opportunities and offer financial seminars. Visit AchievaCU.com today to learn more. Achieve a credit union, banking for good. The seventh inning is sponsored by Chase. Leading off for the Threshers, number 23, Emorion Boyd, number 23.
Two, three, and four leading off for the Threshers in the seventh. Samuel Perez back out for another inning of work. Fastball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Emorion Boyd, who's already walked twice, with a run driven in and one scored in an 8-3 Threshers lead. Perez deals. Boyd lifts this over the glove of the shortstop, losing his hat on the leap is De Andrade, and it's a leadoff base knock for Emorion Boyd. Boyd has
now
twice stole four bases
five,
in a game,
Brian
tying
Greco
a season high
number
for
five
any Threshers player. Crawford had a four stolen base game as well. If he steals another two here, it would be five and a best mark for any Threshers base runner. Boyd, 27 swipes on the year. He's been caught eight times, and that's 27 for 35. I'm bad at math. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, who walked and scored in the first. 0 for 3 on the day is he. Fastball missing upstairs to the Threshers shortstop. It's 1-0. Boyd staying relatively still, but now he looks like he's shuffling over towards second in a stealing position. Short lead for Boyd. 1-0 the count to Rincon. Boyd is checked back at first base. No tag applied as Boyd back safely. 1-0 now as Perez back out for his third inning of work. 2 1/3 innings thrown already without a strikeout, but also without a run allowed. Just one hit and one walk given up by Perez thus far. Now two hits. Off to second is Boyd. Once again, the throw bobbled by Dylan Tatum. Fourth stolen base of the day for Emorion Boyd. Someone's looking at the stats because he saw Seth Stevenson catching up. Two zero now, 3-0. Rio count to Rincon. Boyd with a big lead off of second, being held on by Austin Martin. Now the pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball four, and that might have been preventative as Boyd was taking a big hop over towards third in his lead. Second walk of the day for Brian Rincone. He had a couple multi-walk games last week against Dunedin, and now graces first base with two on and nobody out in the seventh inning for Gabe Rincone Jr. He singled back in the first inning, scoring a run, also stole a base when he was hit by a pitch in the second. Slider in there for a called strike on the outside corner, count 0-1 to Rincone Jr. O-1 now to Rincones, 8-3, lead for the Threshers with two on. Fouled away, Boyd knocks it off of the plate and back towards the Threshers dugout, it's 0-2. Rincones, 285 hitter on the year, 5 homers, 19 RBIs, 21 stolen bases with one already today. Could be a double steal in the works. Big leads for Rincone and Boyd. They stay put. The 0-2 misses on the slider outside, and now the count's 1-2. Rincone, 7 for 11 in stolen bases. Boyd, now 28 for 36. One ball, two strikes to Rincones. Boyd leaping around to track the pitcher, and it works. Slider misses outside, count even at 2-2. And against the lefty, you want those outside throws to push the catcher's momentum towards third base to try and catch the runner stealing. Boyd stayed put, and it ended up as a ball to Rincones Jr. 2-2. Hit on a line down the right field line, and that drops in for a base hit. No, it does not. Oh, that was very close. On the right field side by Rincones. I thought that might have struck chalk, but instead, Rincone back to first, Boyd to second, and the count will stay at 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Boyd shuffling around first, second, the pitch, swing and a miss. Rincones Jr. reaching at the low breaking ball. That's the first strikeout of the day for Samuel Perez. So one gone here in the seventh. That brings up Otto Kemp.
Number nine, Otto Kemp.
A strikeout in the second, a walk, an RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. He's 0 for 3 on the day, reaching on an error. Back in the fourth inning, flied out to center his last time up. Off to third goes Boyd, a double steal throw bobbled by Tatum, and each runner advances. Stolen base number 8 for Brian Rincone, 5 of the day, and 29 on the year for Boyd. A new season high in stolen bases in a game by any Threshers player, and even though Tatum's bobbled a couple of these potential throws, I don't think he'd have been anywhere near Boyd on these. He is just too fast, and if he gets a good jump, just give up. He's going to steal the base. Just accept it and move on. 29 steals on the year for Omarion Boyd. 8 in 12 attempts for Rincone, who's on second. 1-0 to Kemp. Hit high in the air. This should be deep enough to score a run. Left center field, noisy, makes the catch. Boyd tagging up. He's off for home. No play at the plate as Boyd walks in with run number 9. RBI number 20 for Otto Kemp. The Threshers are up 9-3. And now just a man on second with one out here in the top of, or two outs here on the top of the seventh inning.
Number 7, Jordan Disson.
And that's
seven.
The kind of speed that Boyd has. Disson's up at the plate with two outs. Most other players you might have seen a throw at home come from the cutoff man, but by the time DeAndrade had it, Boyd was already in the dugout. First pitch to Disson, a breaking ball, flutters a bit high, count 1-0. Two walks and a hit by pitch for Disson, an RBI and a run scored for the Threshers catcher. 1-0 the count, Rincone taking a short lead off second. Now the pitch. 1-0 hit on the ground, one hopper over to short. Fielded by DeAndrade, shuffles to first, and the catch made by Cespedes to end the inning. But the Threshers score another run.
Stretch your legs.
A sacrifice fly by Kemp, thanks to a leadoff single by Boyd, makes it 9-3. Clear one. One run, one hit, no errors, one left. Let's stretch it out here in Fort Myers. 6-1 lead for the Threshers.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test yourselves at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
A reminder, fans, this is your last call. Last call for alcohol. Also, your last call for merchandise. The team store is about to close. The largest fireworks display provider in the country is here to entertain you with news, odds, and jaw-dropping excitement after every Friday and select club games on Saturdays this season. Contact Pyrotechnical for your next community or church gathering, free wedding, or big corporate event. 1-800-854-4705. Swing into the ball game, your source for all of the hottest like ducks, Jordans, and easy releases, plus a huge selection of four charged hoodies and band gear. So if you pick up the 20% off any shirt, t-shirt, or hat, the ball game is located just 5 minutes away from the courthouse on 6 miles Cypress. Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 12, Alex Sayer. Number 12.
First pitch of the seventh misses from Henriquez. 9-1-2 up for the Mighty Muscles. It's 1-0 to Alex Sayer. Now 2-0 as the fastball misses outside. Sayer, an RBI single back in the fourth that drove in two. And he grounded out to third in the third. Now 2-0 and a 1-for-2 day. Fastball outside again. 3-0 from Henriquez. He has one walk already today. One walk, but four strikeouts, no runs allowed, and now his third inning of work. Fastball right down Main Street, does the trick and gets the first strike on Sayer. 3-1 the count, 9-3 the score after the stretch here in the bottom of the seventh. Working quickly, Henriquez deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Now the count runs full after he fell behind 3-0. Here comes the payoff. Henriquez deals. Hit back up the middle into the glove of Henriquez. Reaches out, makes the grab, tosses it to first, and Reyes makes another grab for the first out of the seventh inning. A bang-bang play as John Henriquez fields the position
number 9, Dylan Noisy.
Top of the order up now for Fort Myers. Dylan Noisy 0-for-2 with a walk in the first inning. Reached on an error in the third and a fielder's choice in the 10th fourth. First pitch to Noisy in there for a called strike, and inside fastball makes it 0-1. Henriquez working quickly. Now the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, missing inside. Count evens at 1-1. One out here in the seventh. The pitch, swing and a miss. Outside fastball. Henriquez locates that heat so well, and Noisy can't touch it. 1-2. Henriquez, the wind, the kick, the pitch. 1-2. Breaking ball, just missing inside. Count at 2-2. When Henriquez has been missing today, except for a couple of fastballs that just slipped out of his hands in this humid night, he has not missed by much. Now the 2-2. Fouled away. Just got a piece of it, did Noisy. Sends it back to the netting, and we'll do it again at 2-2. 9-3, Threshers in the lead. Hit on the ground at first, just past the glove of Reyes, and that reaches out to right field for a base hit. Spinning and throwing is the right fielder, Fergus, not in time as it gets out of the glove of Rincon. Almost got him at second base. The throw looked in time, but Eric Brito could not hang on, and it is a one-out double for Dylan Noisy.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles.
Second extra base hit of the day for Fort
Austin
Myers.
Martin.
And that'll bring up Austin Martin, former fifth overall pick of the Blue Jays back in 2020. On his minor league rehab assignment here in Fort Myers, he's 0 for 2 with a walk. First action he's seen this season. The 24-year-old utility man primarily plays the middle infield as he takes the first pitch, a fastball for a strike. A Vanderbilt product, Martin, played in the Florida Complex League for a couple rehab games and spent most of his year in AA Wichita for the Twins. That was back in both 2021 and 2022, where he debuted with AA New Hampshire for the Toronto Blue Jays. 1-1, fastball up and in, count 2-1. And you see a lot of college guys, particularly in schools like Vanderbilt, which have such great development programs, if they're picked high enough, they'll start really early on. Jack Leiter, a teammate of Austin Martin's, also debuted in AA for the Frisco Rough Riders. 2-1, hit high in the air out to right field. Fergus chasing in foul territory, but that ball reaches the berm in front of the Threshers bullpen at a 2-2 count. There's a lefty warming up for the Threshers. Not clear if that is Walling or Wilkinson. I'm going to guess it's Danny Wilkinson because Walling just pitched on Saturday. 2-2. Hit on the ground to short. The runner will go to third base. Rincon fields it. Quick throw to first. Gets Martin in time as Dylan Noisy advanced to third on the 6-3 ground out. So two outs in the seventh inning.
Now batting with the Mighty Muscles, number 22, Gilberto Celestino. Number four.
Celestino reached AAA last season, played two games with St. Paul before falling prey to a season-ending injury. This one is lined into the left center field gap. Boyd is there, a quick run, a catch, and that ends the inning. Boyd will make a couple fans in the left field berm very happy, throwing the inning-ending flyout to a couple of fans there. A double by Dylan Noisy, but it goes for nothing. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left as we are through seven here in Fort Myers. A comfortable 9-3 lead for the Threshers.
The public first responder section is new in 2023 in Hammond Stadium. Public will be hosting various first responder groups throughout the season on Friday and Saturday night games. For more information on how your group can join us, please stop by the first game of the Your friends and Annie John will be national attorneys want to welcome you tonight's game. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Keep an eye out for fly balls in each game. Always remember our team is here to help your family take back control of your life in the event of any kind of car accident, slip and fall, or any accident for that matter. Our consultations are always free. We can be reached at 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. Minnesota's only issue for a freshman Killebrew Root Beer can be found throughout the ballpark. Track open the Root Beer with the Hall of Fame stage. Killebrew Root Beer. Proud sponsor of the Minnesota Twins and Fort Myers Mighty Muscle. The fifth inning brought to you by Jake. The eighth inning brought to you by Jake.
Keep holding your heart, you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best if you can, it don't lie and don't steal. Keep your toes on the ground.
Now playing third base for the Mighty Muscles, number 11, Rafael Cruz. Now playing second base, number 4, Mikey Perez. Now pitching, with a mighty muscle. Number 41, Jonathan Lavallee.
But I remember your words, Lord, bring me a chill. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the hill.
Now playing right field for the Mighty Muscles, number 21, Maddox Houghton.
So a couple of changes for Myers.
50,
Samuel Perez's night is done. He's replaced by Jonathan Lavallee. And Gilberto Celestino's night is done. After his last flyout, he'll finish the day 0 for 4, replaced by Maddox Houghton in right field. So it is a 1-0 count to Felix Reyes, who takes a bouncing breaking ball from Lavallee to make it a 2-0 count. Two hits in the last two at-bats for Reyes, two RBIs and a walk makes him 2-for-3. Looking for a career-high third hit on a 2-0 count from Lavallee. The pitch. Fastball missing outside, and it's 3-0. Also, Rafael Cruz is going to replace Austin Martin at second. Fastball over the plate called strike one. So the two rehabbing players are finished for Fort Myers, or there's a chance that the two guys won't come to the plate. Reyes lifts this in right field. First chance for Houghton, who's under it. Easy catch for the first out in the eighth inning. So Reyes now 2-for-4 with still a season high and career high. Two hits in the game. So that'll bring up Cade Fergus, who drove in a run in the first on a sacrifice fly, singled and scored in the third, walked in the fourth, and is 1-for-2. Reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth inning. First pitch to Fergus, cut on and missed, as the count now 0-1. Perez also won't get a decision with the longest outing of any Fort Myers pitcher. We'll tell you it after this pitch. 0-1 to Fergus. Fergus went around on the fastball, count 0-2. Perez, two hits, one run allowed in 3 1/3 innings, two walks, and a strikeout in a no decision, as Lavallee likely to finish the game out for Fort Myers. It's an 0-2 count to Fergus, who's back in the box after the timeout call. 0-2 pitch, hit the other way, deep in a right field, tailing foul, and landing in the Threshers bullpen. Still 0-2 to Fergus. Average up to 259, 6 homers, and 23 RBIs. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count's 1-2. The 1-2 hit the other way, foul again, into the right field stands, and
that
will stay 1-2.
Gerber, collision and gloves.
1 out here in the 8th. Hit the other way, foul deep down the right field line, and out and past the Threshers bullpen. That's 3 pitches fouled away with 2 strikes for Fergus. Lavallee. 5.40 ERA on the year. 1 out in the 8th inning. Now the pitch. 1-2 hit high in the air. Should stay on the infield for Cespedes. He's underneath it next to the foul line. He makes the catch over his brim. And now there are 2 outs in the 8th inning. So a pop out to third for Fergus makes him 1-for-3. Eric Brito looking for his 4th hit of the game.
Eric Brito, number 25.
Swing and a miss by Brito, and the first pitch to him is a strike one. High fastball from Lavallee at 92 miles an hour. Brito is 2-for-3 on the day. Foul this one up and over the netting behind home plate. We'll stay at 0-2. Lavallee in his 13th appearance of the season for the Mighty Muscles. 2-0 the record, 5.40 ERA. 2 saves in 18 innings with 29 strikeouts and 6 walks. This one is hit up the middle into center field by Brito, and that's a two-out base knock for the Threshers' second baseman. For Brito, that is his season high. He has 9, now 10 multi-hit games. And a season high 3 hits tonight. 3 base knocks, an RBI, and a run scored for Eric Brito. And he's on first with the Threshers' 9th hit of the day. First pitch misses to Justin Crawford, who has 1 hit, which went for an RBI. He's 1 for 5.